I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, the host of this program, and we got a heavy hitter in the house today, Kevin Hogan. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know,
this is a treat.
Isn't it a treat?
Yeah.
I know you're an old radio guy. Not old, but radio guy. You know,
yeah.
You go back, way back to your radio days and obviously television news.
Yeah.
You know, your most recent stint was at WFSB Channel 3, Weekend Anchor, and you've worked at countless places before that, right?
Not that many.
You're not one of those? No,
I didn't want to be a vagabond and take the kids from station to station.
No, that wasn't my mission.
I'm local born, bred,
and
stayed here except for 2 years at WNEW
in
10 o'clock news, Bill Jorgensen.
Ah.
New York.
New York. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Metro Media.
Wow. So you retired how long ago? A few weeks? Months?
Let's see. It'll be coming up on 10 months this month.
Really? But you haven't really retired. So, again, Kevin Hogan, everybody knows Kevin. More importantly, everybody loves Kevin. I mean, You're one of those good guys in journalism. You know, you always did right with people on the stories. You always covered stories, I think, that really mattered to the people in the state of Connecticut.
That's how I maintained my contacts, because they trusted me. I had a journalism professor, Arnold Brackman, who was the Southeast Asia bureau chief for the New York Times back in the 50s and 60s. And he taught us a lesson that you have to maintain your contacts. That's eating with them, being with them,
breaking
so they
bread.
Can trust you.
Yes. Well, and you've accomplished that. And, you know, it must be kind of nice when you run into people now and they go, oh, Kevin, I remember when you did a story and it was such a great one. When I run into people that go, oh, you did a story on me back in the day. And it wasn't always good, you know. I mean, it's just you try to do your best, but sometimes there's other people in the newsroom that have their own agenda, right? So it makes it difficult.
What was the first story that you and I did where we met?
Ooh, I don't remember.
The St. Francis convent fire.
Oh, wow.
In Meriden.
Oh, wow. That's right. What year was that? Do you know?
89, 90.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long time ago, yeah. Kevin. So you said you've retired, and you enjoying retirement?
Oh, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
But you're not.
Thoroughly.
I am. No, yes, I know you are. But I just want to give people, you know, because he comes into the studio and he's like, I'm kind of on a tight schedule. So tell people what you've been up to this morning so far.
Oh, so this morning, I get up 4 o'clock without the alarm because my body clock is saying that.
Uh-huh.
Let the dog out, get ready, grab something to eat, make something quick, coffee, out the door at 5:05. Listen to our friend Paul Murnane, and I head 9 minutes to the bus yard in Lisbon, Connecticut. You prep the bus and do a pre-trip prep
check.
Of the bus, 15 minutes.
Well, we
it
all
takes.
Learned that lesson this
yes,
week,
we
right?
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was, you know, okay, so I'll let you finish your schedule and then I'll.
So you prep the truck and then you're off. I'm wheels up at 5:45 to get my first ride, my first high school student. Which is 8 minutes away.
School bus driver, what in the hell ever got into your head that said, I'm going to retire from television news, and so let me go drive a school bus?
Been there, done that. I did it nearly 50 years ago in college while working WINE AM and FM and the college radio station in Danbury.
So it's something that, you know, you kind of started with and you just wanted to go back to?
I did it. It was fun. It was fun then.
Is it fun,
it's
though?
Still and they said, oh, the kids have changed. Yeah. The kids haven't changed.
No, you
just have to tell them day one who's in charge, and it's all about safety, period. That's all you care about. Make sure they're safe, you're safe, and the idiot drivers out there are doing what they're doing anyway.
You know, I thought about that because, you know, I've worked on the campaign to try to recruit school bus drivers. There's a huge shortage, as everybody knows. And I thought, boy, if I drove a school bus, I would have the biggest headache at the end of the day. But you truly enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
Do the kids like you?
I hope so.
Do they know who you are?
I get grandparents, you know, when I first started, it was November after training. I had to retrain.
Oh, yeah.
It took
it's
14 weeks.
Of course.
It's very extensive
it
now.
It is.
But the grandparents are looking like, you look just like that guy on TV. And I said, do I sound like him too?
That is so great. So you're going to keep doing this?
Oh, yeah. I'll do it for a few more years.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, it's just interesting because yesterday I had gotten a message from you and it says, I need your help. And I just got done watching the news and I saw a wheel come off of a school bus.
Oh.
So I automatically thought, that's Kevin Hogan's school bus that the wheel came off of and he needs my help. And then you had told me what happened to you.
Yeah, it was a New Britain Transportation bus. Who knows what happened there? I'm sure there's an investigation underway.
Yeah.
You know, from my perspective, you have to do your pre-check, but obviously something happened mechanically. Maybe it was in for servicing that day or day before. Who knows?
I mean, you can't speculate, right? Because, it's not the driver. You can't assume it's the driver's fault. The good news is no one was injured. But then you said, oh, you got hacked. So that message wasn't from you. You got hacked.
No, my Facebook page. I got hacked. And thankfully, I got all my friends calling. Are you sure? Do you need money?
Right.
Asking for money.
Because it said you were in jail or something and you needed bail money.
Oh, no. Did really?
Oh, yeah. That's what I got. You know, it's like, I need some money for bail. And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound like Kevin Hogan unless he went, you know, totally awry after a bad day on the school bus.
No.
So you're recently married, right? Well, how long has it been?
A year and a half.
To your beautiful wife.
Susan,
how does that feel?
It feels great.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. She's a mover and a shaker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a businesswoman, Norwich-based, family business, 42 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and what are you guys doing for fun? I know the answers to all the questions that I'm asking you.
Right, right. So we've been shopping around for an RV.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a tag along. I want a Class A. Class A is the larger bus type.
Uh-huh.
But we have a tag along, so I bought a new GMC pickup truck to pull the RV.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, quaint RV. You know, it could sleep four. It's a bedroom, a bath, a little kitchenette, and
two. What more do you need?
No. And so we're going to have a spot that for the season that we've got in Eastern Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll pull it out now and then and go
somewhere else.
Go see our kids. She has two in Florida. I have a daughter in South Carolina.
Grandkids and all
and
that.
Grandkids and just travel.
Oh, that sounds great. That's on my bucket list, really. It is. I go on Marketplace and I look for, you know, even the pop-out campers. Because, you know, you talk about you went back to your old days of driving a bus and now you're driving a bus again. Well, when I grew up, there were summers that my entire family of six lived in a StarCraft pop-up camper at HOA Fairgrounds because we follow my dad around for work.
Right.
So, you know, as much as you think a family of six with two beds and a little pop-up camper, those are the memories that I cherish. And I want to go back to that, right?
Yeah.
So that's on my bucket list too. But then, like you said, you got to have something to pull it. So I got to also talk about, we're here with Kevin Hogan and a native of Connecticut, well-known broadcaster, well-respected, just really, you're a good guy, Kevin. You really
you.
Are.
Thank
you're
you.
One of the good ones.
I was raised right.
Well, you know, isn't that part of
you know,
it, too?
It was that Catholic upbringing.
Yes.
I went to parochial high school, Bridgeport, Colby.
Wow.
K-O-L-B-E.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Colby Cathedral. It became that in 76. They joined the sister high school.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of people complain about that. You know, me too. I grew up in Catholic schools in my younger years. But boy, I just thank God for the foundation that was built for me. And I think that's what a lot of kids today are missing. They just don't have it.
Right. They need that guidance.
Mm-hmm.
We had Franciscan priests and friars, you know, whipping us with a three-knotted rope.
Yeah, let's keeping see, us. Let's look at those knuckles.
No, oh, yeah.
Do you see any scars? I don't see any scars.
No, no scars.
So one of my most memorable Kevin Hogan moments was you had taken a bit of a break from television news, and you worked on your own, right? You had
For 2 years, yeah.
For 2 years. And so you hired me, if you remember this, to do a video.
In my house.
Down at your house. And the name of the video was called It's a Girl Thing. Do you remember that? You don't remember what it was about?
I remember... You know, the crew and you and being in the house in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But the product or anything else, no.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I do. So we filmed this whole video. It was a couple of days, you know, and you don't realize how noisy the world is, right? You were kind of out in the country, but still planes going over, traffic, you know. So we get this thing done in 2 days, and we put the whole production together. So fast forward about a year later, my son comes home from school, and he's horrified. And I said, what's wrong? He said, we had to watch a video today in health class, and it was you. And it was called It's a Girl Thing. And it's about when girls become women.
Right.
That's what the subject was. Right. You probably, you know, intentionally blew that out of your memory.
In that period, I was doing so many narration programs for different agencies that, you know, they said, oh, no, you can't, you're not supposed to remember this stuff. I'm like, I can't remember it anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, no problem there.
So my poor kids in health class had to see their mom presenting this video. And
it's life.
It's life. It's life. And I just, you know, it's like you just got to know about this stuff. And I'm the one that people are like, is that your mom? So what else is going on with you, Kevin?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Are you just loving life?
Yeah. So I retired last July 29th from Channel 3, 24 and a half years. Mostly I anchored the weekends.
Yes, you did.
And my whole career, even in radio,
yes.
I did weekends.
Yep.
So that was a Thursday. They threw me the Friday. And then Monday I was training for a school bus.
Wow. Did you retire because you wanted to?
Yes. You know, everybody. I was talking to Brian Shackman, and he had asked me about that. And it's like, oh, I knew like 3 years before. And like, you know what? I got to have a game plan. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to have a game plan.
See, that's my thing.
Because your health is priority. Mm-hmm. My health is good. Health is good. But so many friends and colleagues passing recently, Floyd Wright.
I know.
So, you know, you think of these things and like, geez, how much time do I have? So, financially, I'd be okay. You know, I'm not too worried about it, but I did okay. And so, you know, I just kept thinking like, So I went in with the boss to have a negotiation. And at the same time of the negotiation, we got word that Meredith Corporation's being sold to Gray Television. So I texted the boss and said, can we speed up this negotiation time frame to like next Monday or Tuesday before things started rolling with the negotiation between new owners. So we did. I went in, and Keith Connors was great. And he says, what do you want, 5 years, 10 years?
No. Retirement?
No.
More.
For a new contract.
Oh, geez.
Do you want a 5-year contract, 10-year contract? And I said, Keith, one more year. That's it.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, you're too young. I'm like, I'm young. I could still do it. And Gail King's texting, why are you retiring? It's like, Gail, don't worry about it. And she doesn't want to retire.
Yeah.
Oh, she wants more work.
Mm-hmm.
Gail and I am 5 days older than Gail in this world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't see her coming to a conclusion anytime
soon.
Oh, no.
She's not going to hit the brakes.
Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh. Well, you know, and the thing is, when you work weekends, right? When I was at Channel 30, I anchored weekends, too. And it's just, and then your wife has her own business, so I'm assuming it's Monday through Friday, but you're probably Monday through Sunday.
Oh, it's 7 days.
It's 7 days a week.
Sure, and I go help out on Saturdays.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it's just lifestyle. You know, you've got the camper now, you've got the truck, you've got the wife, you know, so.
And the kids are out there.
And the kids are out there, and you've got grandkids. You know, you've got to stop a little bit and enjoy life. But the
big
you know, when we get to our age, the big question mark is, when is that time? But right. then once you retire, it's like my Bill, right? He retired from Channel 8
right.
after 20-some years. And you wonder, how did you ever work?
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh. Because
yeah, the things you're doing around the house mm-hmm. or maintenance, primarily. I'm the maintenance guy
yeah.
with everything. I'll tackle anything. And Denise DeCenza, God rest her soul, she always loved when I did the stories about restoration or repair or this or that, because I would always do it myself and show the audience, mm-hmm. oh, you know, your furnace needs attention, or your sump pump. Got to clean the screen on the sump pump. This is usually when you do stories about impending storms and flooding and basements and things like that. But I would always show the viewer from my perspective.
DIY.
And do it at my house.
Yes.
Because how else can you explain it?
Right. And people don't have those skills anymore. It's just really amazing to me how many people just don't know how to do simple little things. They'll call and pay $500
write
to
check.
Get it. Write a check. No, I grew up knowing how to do things. I remember once I was dating this guy. I went to see him and his family in Pennsylvania. And he had bought this new house. And they were all complaining about how the showers were always cold. They never got warm enough. So I went down to the basement and I turned up the water heater. You would have thought I was the Wizard of Oz behind the screen. How do you
That's
know
it.
How to do that? You know, I was like pretty proud of myself. But when you grow up, you know, not having the money to hire somebody else, you figure it out. And now with the internet and you can Google stuff, there's no excuse not to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's
You can look up YouTube almost anything, any subject
yes.
or nuance of a subject.
Yep.
And I was looking up yesterday because I bought 10 pounds of pulverized lime to put down, like, all right, on a broadcast spreader, Scott's 3000 Vanguard, what is my setting? Well, which model do you have? It's like, is it a J setting or a 6 setting? I had to go borrow, I have to use it, my neighbor's spreader to do it.
Oh, why?
Because mine was inadequate.
Oh.
It was frozen. I couldn't get it right. So it's things like that.
Yeah.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just amazing. So what else is going on in life for you? I mean, do you have any big travel plans? You're going to just kind of put that camper down on a piece of property and enjoy it.
In July, we are going to spend a week up at Jellystone Park in New Hampshire.
There's really a Jellystone
yes,
Park?
Yes, there is.
Like Flintstones?
Yeah.
Really?
Yogi and Boo Boo come out in costume.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
And the bears.
Yep. And they're friends of ours. We have a site, campsite right next to them. It's a franchise now, Jellystone.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, there's several across the country. And this is right on the New Hampshire Maine border. So that'll be a week. In June, next month, my wife uses her Christmas gift, which is to race a Lamborghini.
You bought her that?
No. It'll be at Thompson Speedway. It was supposed to be at Lime Rock, but they moved it to Thompson. And that'll be one day.
She what? She gets to drive a Lamborghini?
Oh, she did last year, too.
Really?
Yeah. We had to go to New Hampshire International Speedway for that one.
Does that make you nervous?
She got up to 119 miles an hour. But
are you in the passenger seat?
No. No, I was outside videotaping.
Well, that's great. So it sounds like you still keep in touch with a lot of people that you work with.
Oh, I do.
And isn't that the blessing?
The best.
I do, too. You know, people say, do you still keep in touch with those folks? You know, for the most part, I do keep in touch. And I still work with some of the ones that are still there.
Right.
But a lot of them are gone now.
I mean, there's, you know? When you think of the contacts and the history you and I have, I go back to El Grasso days.
Yeah.
And so all the people and, you know, that have come and gone, and so many politicians or police agencies, fire agencies, you know.
Did you have a lot of people come scammering for you after they heard you were retiring to put you into another spot or another?
Nope.
You weren't even
entertaining
that?
No.
Was it hard for you to stop, though? You know, there's some people.
Oh, my wife says I haven't stopped.
You have? Well,
no, because when stories happen, I'm on the phone or I'm texting certain new reporters, Luke, who replaced me as bureau chief, or my photographer, Al, you know, I'll send him, or the assignment manager, Tracy, mm-hmm. you know, I was on the phone with her yesterday.
When the wheel fell off? No.
Well, it was about something else. Uh-huh. There was a shooting in Norwich.
Oh, okay.
And an altercation, something else. They shut three schools down.
So it's hard to turn that part of you off. I do the same thing. I'll see smoke in the air, and I'll text the desk, are you aware of a fire in Windsor? You know, and
but it's simple things. Like last Sunday morning, after church, we're in Target in Lisbon and run into the mayor of Norwich and his wife. So we stood there and talked for another half hour about life,
right?
You know, kids and not politics or anything else. Mm-hmm. It's just like, hey, what's going on, Pete? And then I saw him this morning campaigning for Bill Nash, you know, to run for mayor.
Wow. So some people can't let it go, though. You know,
oh, I know that.
That's the thing. You know, it's just part of your DNA. You've got to be recognized. You've got to be on camera. I was never one of those people either.
No.
Do you have any regrets that you didn't retire sooner?
No. You know, when they say you'll know when you know, I knew. It was just timing. It's just like, yeah, okay, I'm good with this. With maintaining social media while doing your job.
Oh, yeah.
That's bigger nut to crack than anything.
You're right.
Yeah, get things accurate.
Yeah, well.
That falls by the wayside or through the cracks.
It does sometimes. Well, and I think part of that is just the machine that the industry has become. You know, remember back in our days, we maybe had a 6 o'clock newscast, right? And that was it. And now you're starting at 4 all the way, you know, Channel 3 goes all the way to 7:30. They got 7 o'clock newscast.
And then the 11.
Back again at 11. So trying to fill those black holes, really, it's a big...
And then what's being done on the internet, you know, there's programming on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know some of the other programs they've just started.
Yeah, I know. So it's, you know, the industry has changed. But, you know, don't you kind of like I do? The one question you probably get, like I do you ever miss it?
Oh, I miss it to a degree. I miss the people.
Yeah.
Like any job.
Yeah.
You know, you miss the people. And I don't miss the 2 a.m. phone calls from somebody who might be drunk. Hey, you should do a story about blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who is this? Oh, you did a story with me 5 years ago and you gave me your card.
Whoops, big mistake.
Mistake there.
Big mistake. Yeah, but, you know, I don't miss it either. I just, you know, I think I was grateful that I was able to transition, you know, because what do you do after you work in news? What do you do? I mean, a lot of people have gone to work for corporate America. That's not me. So to be able to transition into something that, like you, you know, life is different every day. And for me, that's what keeps me going. And I just absolutely love it. But
I've gotten several inquiries, one a major defense contractor for me to narrate, which I'd done before. A friend of mine, an author, a doctor, asked me to voice his book, his new book, which is coming out. It's not done.
Not Picone. Is it?
Yeah.
Remember, I had you bring him in when I was doing the radio show back in the Gold Building.
Right.
And he was coming up with his face creams and stuff. And I'm
that
like,
that was the initial.
I know. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's amazing. And then you and I are going to do some work together. And I'm so excited. So we're going to be working on a documentary for Kleenberg. So Kleenberg in New Britain used to
wonderful organization.
It is. Used to be an orphanage, and they're still doing great work today. But it's really interesting because they've gathered all these interviews from the people who live there and growing up there and their stories of how they ended up there and what life was like and what life is like now. So we're going to put this all in a documentary, and Kevin's going to be the voice of it, if not even more involved. So I'm really excited because I know that those kinds of stories are close to your heart, too.
And they're great stories.
They are, right?
Everyone needs time and exposure.
Exactly. And, you know, everyone's different, but there's just these common threads that run through it. So it's going to be really fun to work. And that's how we initially reconnected again.
Right.
So it's going to be so fun to work on that project. But 60 hours of interviews, Kevin, we're going to be going through. 60 hours.
That's a lot of tape.
Yeah. I said, you know, I told Bill, I said, I might have to take a sabbatical for a year and just lock myself in a cabin somewhere and get this thing done because it's going to be a lot. And one of the promises that was made to these folks when they were interviewed was that we will not change the integrity of your story. We're not this. There's no agenda around this other than to, you know, tell what life was like. So I'm really excited about
that. You've got to call the feel and get the story from their perspective, from their eyes.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Okay, so where do you go from here now? Because we got about 30 seconds left.
Okay, the rest of the day, go back.
Let the dog out.
I got to let the dog out. He's been in his crate. He's a Irish doodle. He's a year and a month old. A little boy we called Smudge.
Love it.
Yeah, because he's all black, jet black. From there, back to the bus. Lisbon School has half day. Finish that up. Then I have to zip up to Wyndham High School and take the tennis team to St. Bernard's in Uncasville.
All right. So school bus driver Kevin Hogan, who would have ever thought I'd be saying that? But I love it. I admire that. You know, you're doing it because you love it, and it's bringing you back to your past. So it was such a pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you for the invite. I love being here and reminiscing.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we want to thank you for tuning in, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We appreciate you listening. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.